This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Southeast Louisiana is still cleaning up from all the flooding it had the past week or so as regular life and businesses there start to slowly get back to normal. Horst Pfeiffer owns Middendorf's restaurant. It's sort of between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Mr. Pfeiffer, it's good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
First of all, this storm and all this flooding caught you in the middle of renovations to make the restaurant drier, I guess, right? What's going on with that?
We call it higher and drier. Actually, today we're putting pilings in there. And so, yes, they caught us in the middle, but we were in the middle, so you couldn't stop in the middle.
Yeah. Flooding, though, is nothing new to Middendorf's, right? I mean, you bought the place in 2007. How many times have you been flooded since then?
Three times. That's why I'm building higher and drier. I don't want to depend on anybody else, and it's all up to me to make sure that doesn't happen to me again.
I believe it. How much higher can you go, though, sir? Because this is not going to be the last time you flood.
Well, from the biggest flood we had, I have 2.5 feet. Now, if I get 2.5 more feet here at Middendorf's, we get the Gulf water coming into Baton Rouge. Yeah. But the water is strange. You never know how the wind blows, where it's going. Even you think it goes downhill, not necessarily.
Yeah. In the best of times, that is to say the dry times, how many people you have working in Middendorf's for you?
We have 75 employees.
Wow. So what are they doing now while you're renovating and dealing with the flooding?
Well, the one thing is what we did. We normally have outside for boaters a deck where they eat, and it's normally counter service. So I took when I took my old building down, I put air conditioning out there. So I keep all the employees employed to get a full paycheck. Since the toughest time the last few days was people who were necessarily not flooded but couldn't come to work. It's hard for everybody right now with people cleaning out their houses. At the same time, you have to work to make a living. I mean, the last 2 weeks for us, not only the flooding, but also, you know, we're doing maybe only 10-20% of normal business.
How are you getting by then? I mean, obviously you made the decision to do the renovations, but also the rain and the water has taken what's left of your business away.
Well, the one thing is, you know, I tell one thing, when 9/11 hit, I always had a cash reserves for devastating times. And then when Katrina hit, I increased it where I want to make sure I have plenty enough to hold on for at least 6-7 months. Or money I put on the side for in case something happened. Yeah. Since even if you don't get hit, the impact it has, a storm, from not having business, taking care of your employees and everything else, you know, it's keep on going. The pay's going. And we have to do it ourselves and be smart about it, not lean on everybody else.
Last thing before I let you go, sir, I understand you guys make a mean catfish down there. You want to share your recipe with me or what?
Well, it's not mean. It's the world's best catfish, the world famous thin fried catfish. We cutting the cat. You know, a lot of people either you like catfish or you don't like catfish.
Yeah.
And when you come to us, you love it, since we cutting it thin.
Yep.
Then we marinating it, and we just slightly dusted with cornmeal. And when you break it, it's wonderful. You break it in half, and you get the sweetness of the corn and the beautiful flavor of this thin cut catfish. And we cut all the blood and the fat out of it, so it doesn't taste like catfish. And it's absolutely incredible.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time I'm down in Acres, Louisiana, I'll stop by, all right?
Okay.
All right, sir. Horst Pfeiffer, he's the owner of Middendorf's Restaurant in Acres, Louisiana. Sir, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.